Welcome to the Courtney Gray Podcast, the show for women who are ready to create an even more amazing life than the one they have already lived. I'm your life and business coach, Courtney Gray, and each week I'm going to be teaching you how to get what you want, how to get clarity, think bigger for your life, and realize you determine your happiness and purpose. Let's get started. Welcome to the podcast, episode 61, Assuming This Is Going to Be Hard. So before we get started, it's spring break around here, so I hope you had a wonderful spring break. Thought I would just kind of tell you what I'm up to. My husband and I went with one of our boys to Southern California on a trip to look at colleges, which was so fun. It was so fun just to be with, we have three boys, so just one of our boys, Justin, so fun just to be with just him. So fun to look at colleges and talk about his future and go out to eat and walk around new towns. And we just had a really great time. And we saw one of our old friends there in Hollywood. So it was just, we had such a great time. I'm still feeling like a little congested, but my throat is back and better than ever. So I'm excited to be here with you. Today, I want to talk about when we tell ourselves and we kind of like assume this is going to be hard, assume something that we might consider doing or something that we have on our schedule to do is going to be hard. This has been coming up a lot lately. I've been talking to my clients and friends about this concept of thinking something is going to be hard, or sometimes when you're in the middle of it thinking this is hard. And when I say it, it sounds factual. A lot of times we say it to ourselves, like it is factual. We say, oh, this is going to be hard. This is going to be exhausting, kind of same thing. It's almost like we're reading the results like of a clinical trial. Like it just is. This is going to be hard, as if it's not a thought. It's just a fact that everyone would agree with. But what I want to offer is something being hard or potentially being hard is a thought. It's not a fact. If you think something that is going to be coming into your life is hard, or especially if you think it's going to be hard because it's been hard in the past, there are other people in the world that would disagree. There are other people that you might say, this is really going to be hard. And they'd be like, oh, really? That just doesn't sound like a big deal. That lets us know it is just a thought. And you have the option of choosing a different perspective on this thought. But that's the first thing, is I want you to realize when we say this is going to be hard, even if we have evidence in our past to prove that true, it is just a thought. You've heard me talk before about the stories we tell ourselves and the importance of being very aware of the stories that we tell ourselves. And this is hard, I'm saying that as a quote, or this is going to be hard, is a story. And if you remember why the stories matter so much, the ones that we tell ourselves in our head, why they matter because they create an emotion in our body and they really move us forwards or backwards because it affects the actions we take or the actions we don't take. And for a lot of us, especially us women who we are just amazing, we end up doing this thing where we tell ourselves, this is going to be really hard or this is going to be exhausting. We end up doing it anyways, but because we're telling ourselves that it's going to be hard or exhausting or whatever it is, we end up really kind of putting a cloud over what we are doing, the things that we are going to show up to do anyways. So if you think of the story that you might tell yourself, you know, this is going to be hard, right? Think of something in your life that you're like, this is going to be hard. What feeling does that evoke? The first feeling I think of when I think of this, which I've told myself many times, is I think dread or like mental exhaustion. You know, do you ever look at your calendar? I've done this many times. I look at my calendar the night before. Like I always look at my calendar the night before and I look at the next day and it's stacked with like tons of things you have to do, appointments here to there, grocery store, all the things. And you think, oh my God, this is going to be hard. Or maybe you think, yikes, tomorrow is going to be exhausting. How do you feel? You feel exhausted. Right? Your alarm goes off in the morning and it's like you're already exhausted before the day has started. And the opposite can be true too, right? Let's say you have a weekend that's free from any plans. Sometimes we love to do a bunch of fun stuff on the weekend, but do you ever feel like you look at a weekend? I'll say to my husband, what do we got going on this weekend? And he goes, nothing. And it's like, we look at each other like, yes. And we don't want to do anything either. It's not like we want to fill it up. We're like, yes, a weekend of nothing. That sounds amazing. And so you think like, this is going to be so nice. You feel free. You feel open, you feel unbound. So notice how you show up for your life in those moments, depending on the story you tell yourself. So the problem with telling ourselves the story that something is going to be hard is that it makes us resistant to doing it. If you're in the moment and you're saying this is hard, it's putting like a cloud over, it's kind of dampening your experience. But if you're telling yourself that story before you even try something or go to do something or create something, it really makes you resist wanting to do it. Often it makes us delay. It makes us like give excuses and really kind of tell ourselves we don't want to do something, even if it's something we really want to do, something that will make our lives so much better, all because we have predetermined that something is going to be hard. And it's a little bit different when you're telling yourself this is hard in the moment when you're already doing something. If you're telling yourself this is going to be hard before you even start, you're really predetermining that in deciding that you're going to feel dread and exhaustion. And a lot of times that's why we delay. That's why we don't follow through. That's why so many people want to be motivated, because they think if I was motivated, I wouldn't be telling myself this is so hard. I wouldn't be feeling dread. I wouldn't feel like pre-mental exhaustion. So if you're feeling that way about something, you always want to check in and say, what story am I telling myself about doing this thing or creating this in my life? If you look at your calendar for the next day and you feel exhausted, you're going to be exhausted even before the day starts, right? It makes me think of a full day of coaching I had scheduled a few weeks ago. It was the first time I had ever actually had 10 calls in a day back, pretty much back to back. There was a few little half hour breaks there, but it was 10 calls back to back. When I first saw that, I thought, what is happening? And there was almost this reaction of, I can't do it. It wasn't even, this is going to be hard. It was, this is impossible. I almost was wanted to raise my hand and go, I'm sorry, there's been a mistake. I thought this is going to be too much. This is going to be too hard. And I felt intimidated. So I really decided to change my story around this. I asked myself this question that I ask myself all the time. And I encourage you to ask yourself, how can I think about this differently? How can I be intentional with my thinking? And so I came up with a bunch of options. And if you ever do this, know that you might come up with some options that at first you don't love. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm like, what? I can't possibly do this. 10 coaching calls sounds insanity. But how else can I think about this differently? And I thought, okay, and I journal it out. And so I wrote down, this will be fun. I didn't believe that. So I literally scratched that out. I'm like, I can't get to this is going to be fun. But then I wrote, this is not a problem. And I'm like, yeah, that actually feels doable. It feels believable. That's what I'm looking for here when I'm writing it down. I'm feeling like, is it believable? Yeah, this is not a problem. Yeah, I think that there are probably some people that could coach 10 people in one day, half hour calls, and have it not be a problem. Sleep good, go to bed early, make sure you're eating, make sure you're cozy, manage your mind. It could be not a problem. Then I had a bunch of other thoughts I threw out there to myself. I've done 7 clients many times before. This is not that much different. And then I also thought, I have 2 short breaks. That will be enough time. And then I thought, I can change my desk positioning. I have one of those desks that I can make as a stand-up desk, which really helps me, especially on long days like this. When I have a half hour break, I will raise my desk so I can stand and coach, which is a lot better than me sitting all day, right? And I can stretch my legs out. And then my last one is, I thought, this is going to build my capacity. And so in the end, the 2 thoughts that felt right. And when I say that, you go through them and you think them and you're all, do I believe that? I'm taking a moment to make sure you know that I work privately one-on-one with women to up-level their lives, to create an even more amazing life than the one they have been living. The women who hire me know that they want more. They want more clarity, more control, more joy, confidence, fun, money. They realize that they have tried it on their own and they're ready for next level coaching. If this is you, head to my website, CourtneyGrayCoaching.com. There's also a link in the show notes, and schedule a consultation so we can talk about you creating the life of your dreams. I can't wait to help you. And so when I read, this is not a problem, and when I read back, this is going to build my capacity, those felt believable to me and they felt empowering. And it actually made me feel kind of not excited, not fun, but maybe powerful. So that's what I decided. Okay, I'm gonna drop the story that I don't know if I can do this, that this is too much, that this is too hard. And I'm just gonna decide this is not a problem. This is gonna build my capacity. And I've been doing this work for a long time, so I can shift very quickly into, okay, yeah, I feel so much better thinking those thoughts. And that makes me show up differently. I'd like to believe that I show up for my clients powerfully either way, but I enjoy it so much more going into it thinking this is totally not a problem. This is actually building my capacity for serving people and for working hard and over delivering. And so when I changed my thoughts around these 10 calls, I changed my feelings. What happened was I no longer dreaded the day. I wasn't stressed out. I showed up the same for my clients. I just enjoyed the day. I really showed up for me in a more easy and enjoyable way. And in the end, it really was more fun because now I can say confidently, I killed it. I showed up powerfully for 10 coaching calls in one day. So next time you think this is going to be hard, I want you to take a moment to consider whether you really want to think that way. How does it make you feel when you think that way? And acknowledge that you have the power to think differently, especially again, if you're thinking it's going to be hard if I do something, if I create something, or if I go take this new challenge or new change in my life. I know for a lot of my weight loss clients, they come to me thinking weight loss is really hard. And they tell me right away, it's been hard in the past. They know that it's going to be hard working with me. They know losing weight is hard. Keeping it off is even harder. Figuring out what to do is hard. The whole process of their body and aging and self-deprecation is hard. They have to eat things they don't like. It's very all or none. They get mad at themselves when they don't follow through. Then they eat even more. And they have all this evidence that it's always been hard and it just is hard. But what happens when they start working on believing weight loss can be easier, exciting, it can be loving, it could be empowering? Can you feel the shift? And if it was all those things, which for my clients it is, can you imagine how much more ease there would be? How much more enjoyment there would be? How much more enjoyable the process of getting healthy would be? And how much easier it would be to stick with it? So the stories we tell ourselves affect our experiences and affect the changes we can make. And I will tell you, not only making the change, but sustaining the change. And that's what we all want, right? We don't just want to make a change. We want to make a change and feel like we are changed so we can sustain that change. So here's one that's going to be a little controversial, but I don't care. I'm going to say it. Do you think marriage is hard work? I don't think it is. And it's not just because I'm married to a great guy and we have the same love languages or any of all those things, right? It's not true. I just don't think it's hard. Now, I don't think that I would claim marriage is easy, but the first time I remember I had a bunch of us, you know how it is with you and all your friends, a lot of us got married within 2 or 3 years of each other. And I remember one of my girlfriends, just after a few years of being married, she said, marriage is just a lot of hard work. And I immediately thought, I don't think that. And I never want to think that. And I didn't say that to her because she was obviously struggling in that moment and I didn't want to negate any of her feelings. And I wasn't a coach. I had no idea how to handle any of that. But I remember thinking, I disagree. It sounds exhausting to think that. It sounds like something I don't want to do. I wouldn't want to get married if it's hard work. And I don't think that about my marriage. It doesn't mean I don't get frustrated with my husband. It doesn't mean I don't get pissed off at him. Doesn't mean that he doesn't get pissed off at me. But it means that overall, I don't think my marriage, or I don't think marriage in general, is hard or takes a lot of work. I teach my kids, you want to choose a right partner, and marriage is work, but I don't teach them that marriage is hard. I don't want to think it takes a lot of hard work. So think about that one for you. If you think marriage is really hard, is that serving you? And think about, is there another way you can think about it? Here's another way to think about something being hard, assuming something's going to be hard. Okay, if you're up for the challenge, think about a major change you would like to make in your life. Why have you not made this change? Is it possible that you're telling yourself it's going to be hard? Sometimes, I'm kind of flipping the switch on you here. Sometimes we want to assume that things are going to be hard. And so what? What do you want to think about something being hard? So I said this to a client the other day. She came to me and she said, God, it's just a lot of hard work. And I said, so what if it is a lot of hard work? And so here's how the conversation went. She was telling me that she's not where she wants to be. And I said, why are you not want to be where you want to be? And she was like, I don't know. It's just, I'm not doing all the things I should. It's just a lot of hard work. It's just hard. And I said, so what? And she knows I love her. So I said it with love. And I think I even laughed, but she said, I don't want to do the hard work. And I said, I don't believe that. And she goes, no, I don't want to. And I go, do you really not want to do hard work? And she had never really thought about it before. And then she says, well, that's actually not true. In the moment, I don't want to do the work, but overall, I do want to do it because I think it would be really impactful. I really think that I want what hard work would create in my life. So telling yourself this is going to be hard is really stopping you from achieving what you want, achieving you from creating what you want. This is what that model, if you remember the model episode of the podcast I did where I told you how important it is to choose your thoughts because they create the results in your life. This is what that model looks like. She's thinking this about her business. She's thinking this is going to be hard. It was making her feel a bunch of feelings. She was feeling a lot of resistance and overwhelm and anxiety and fear. And then because she was feeling that way, she was procrastinating. She was resisting doing the things in her business she knew she needed to do to go to her next level. She was over-educating herself. Really what she's doing, which a lot of people do this, is when they feel like they get overwhelmed and then they're like, I need more knowledge. And so they dive into, oh, I need to learn more. Instead of doing and creating and putting yourself out there and doing what really is the harder work, they really go into over-educating themselves. And they're telling themselves they don't know the answers. They need to find the answers. And they go outside of themselves to find those answers. She was giving up quick. She was talking about how hard it was going to be, supporting her thought, right? She was saying to herself, this is going to be hard. And then she was thinking in her head, finding evidence for all the reasons why that's true. And in the end, what was the result? She was making it harder than it had to be. So yes, intentionally decide if you want to think something is hard or not. Maybe change the way you're thinking about that thing. So if you have a thought about something that you've been wanting to do and you're like, this is going to be hard. First, I want you to think, do I want to think that way? Maybe you're going to go, you know what? I do want to think that way. I can do hard things. Or maybe you want to go, you know what? Maybe I'm making it too hard by thinking this is going to be hard. How can I think about this differently? Ask yourself some great questions. Is there another way of thinking about this? Is there a possibility that someone else might look at this and think it's easier? Is there a way it can be easier for me? One of the questions I ask myself on the daily is, how can I make this easier? Or I will leave you with this. Decide this is going to be hard, but you're a badass, so you can totally handle it. So you've got two options here. But I really want you to come from a place of curiosity. When you find yourself saying, this is going to be really hard, and it kind of stops you, I want you to go, oh my gosh, what was Courtney talking about? I've got two options. Do I want to think this is going to be hard? If your answer is yes, be your badass self and do it and be like, I can do hard things and go do it. If you're sitting there going, I don't want to do it because it's going to be hard. Is there another way to think about this? And of course there is. There always is another way to think about this. Intentionally decide how you want to think about this. Don't just assume that something is going to be hard. Have a great Tuesday. If you are ready to create an even more amazing life for yourself, if you are ready to get clarity and get moving, I would love to have a conversation with you. I coach women privately one-on-one and am currently offering consultations to talk about working together. Click the link in the show notes or find me on social and at my website, CourtneyGrayCoaching.com.